Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. It's been a most curious year so far, and I don't think it's going to change. It's going to stay curious the rest of the year. The first show we had this year was on miracles, and I think that miracles are going to make themselves known in very unusual places. It's going to be a unfolding of a potential that we all have and we've always had in our own personal psyche, within our own self. I was talking to a friend today about the idea of inspiration, and a curious thing about inspiration, I think, is what happens to the majority of inspiration that we get, because I think all of us can have really incredible ideas come into our mind, come into our thoughts, come into our awareness, but how many of those actually get converted into effect, converted into creation or manifestation? You know, if you go into an elementary school class and talk to the kids there and talk to them explaining calculus, what happens is very much the nature of physics, the nature of energy. When you speak the principles of calculus, the vibration of the sentences, the vibration of the ideas that you're speaking about cannot land in the minds of the children. But if you wait long enough for those kids to go through addition, subtraction, multiply, divide, trigonometry, geometry, and pre-calculus, they're raising their vibration. When they raise their vibration, they come into the arena, they come into the spectrum of those original ideas of calculus. And so you can turn around and say those very same ideas that had a total disconnect, that had a total mismatch, where nothing was conveyed because of the difference of the vibration of the two people involved. If you allow those children to raise their vibration through learning and understanding the nature of mathematics, that same sentence can be said. And when the students' minds are already in the arena of calculus, then they can make that little jump, that it's not a big jump because they're already close to it. And I think that same principle comes to mind when we have inspiration. In our own mind, the pattern of thinking in our mind creates this standing wave of energy. And the standing wave of energy is the vibration of our thoughts, or you could think of it as where we are mentally. When I talk about a standing wave, it's about energy that's there all the time. If you stand next to a shallow stream and there's nothing interfering with it, the surface of the stream is smooth as the water passes by. But if you throw in a big rock and that rock is sticking out, the rock will make ripples in the stream. And those ripples are an excellent example of a standing wave of energy. It's a wave of energy that is present by the very nature of the conditions. And so when we consider inspiration, your soul's this ginormously huge arena of ideas and potential. It's really even hard to comprehend, let alone describe. And when you get an idea in your mind, when you're fed an idea or you have an inspirational moment, the inspiration itself has a vibration to it. And that vibration is the gift, the information, the idea that will transcend the condition. And a lot of times when we have that inspiration, it'll be a moment of insight, and then we'll default back to our original mental patterns. Or often what will happen is we'll have inspiration and we'll have this ginormously huge idea introduced to us in our mind. And the very next thought we have, we take it up into our head and we start to rationalize it. And the thing about our mind or our ego is it's very motivated to be sure of the outcome. It's very motivated to know what's going to happen. And the ego is going to make choices to protect itself, its sense of self. And so when you have an idea that is so far out of the experience of life that you're having, when that idea comes into your being, into your awareness, into your consciousness, it takes a real effort, a real skill to be able to hold that idea without diluting it or polluting it. And to be able to honor the value of an idea has so much potential. If you look at our collective consciousness, if you look at our culture, at our tribe, we share such a collective experience. So much of what we do is in the media, it's in the social media, people are sharing on their Facebook page. And we have this kind of a static or standing wave idea of what humanity is about. And for us, in this time, on this planet, a lot of those ideas don't serve us very well at all. And so when people desire change, when people desire a new outcome, oftentimes they'll pray for it, or they'll have affirmations for it, or they'll have an intention of something better. It's that original desire for something better that attracts the inspiration. And when that inspiration comes, the idea as a vibration, as an energetic signature, the idea of that inspiration is the gift itself. And so here you are on planet Earth, cruising through your life, and you've had this specific story, this storyline, like a DVD movie of your life, no matter what your life has looked like, and you've come up to this moment now. And you're listening to this dialogue, and I want you to know that life seeks expansion. Life seeks expression. Your soul is so filled with overwhelming love and compassion for you, and a whole vast array of ideas and dreams for what your life could be. And the way those ideas and dreams are going to show up in your life are these moments of inspiration when you're unloading the car, moments of inspiration when you're in the shower washing yourself, moments of inspiration when your mind has been distracted. And I tell you what, you can transcend out of the collective story. You can step out of the collective experience and get the inspiration that will be the game changer for yourself, and it'll also reflect into the collective. But in order for that to happen, you need to learn how to value, how to honor what an idea has for you. There's a real simple story that for me has been very powerful, because it shows that a simple idea can have immense value. So here in Boulder, Colorado, we have a university, and I could go on campus on the university and find a freshman or sophomore student in computer science or IT. And it'd be a very simple thing to ask them to make a web page where you could upload video and insert some metadata about that video, and then maybe come back later and log in and do searches based on the metadata and have it call up the video so you could watch it. That's a very simple idea, very simple idea. Entry-level college course. Well, there were people that understood the value of that very simple idea. And what they did is they went to investors and they took other people's money, the investors' money, to the tune of over $200 million and marketed that simple idea. I mean, look at the idea. It's so flippin' simple. That's an idea you can have drinking coffee in the morning. A simple, simple idea of a web page. But they were smart enough. They were disciplined enough. And they understood the value of that simple idea. And they wrapped over $200 million in advertising for branding, not necessarily advertising, marketing, creating a brand value. And within a year, they sold it for $1.2 billion. And you know that company is YouTube. A simple idea that a college student might do for an assignment in a class had over $1 billion of value to it. Wow. Wow. You know, I bet if you thought about your life, if you thought about what you like to do, if you think about the history of your life up to this moment, there's some common threads in it. These are attributes of yourself, of your soul. And woven in those attributes is your gift to humanity, is your gift to the collective. And it's never intended ever to be a burden, like some kind of a drudgery that we're forced to do, or we have to do, or, well, crap, I got to do my life purpose. I was hoping I could have some fun, but I guess not. No, it's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. Your soul loves you with such compassion, with such loving awareness of who you are as a human being. And it really doesn't matter what your story has been. You could have been the villain in every single person's life that you've ever met. You could be the scallywag, the scoundrel that has trashed people's lives because of who you were at the time. The curious thing about spirit, about collective the nature of our consciousness, be it individual or collective, is no matter what we choose, we're in the realm of forgiveness in every single moment. It's not like we're going to be forgiven. We already have been forgiven in every moment because the universe isn't biased at all. It's not keeping a scorecard of who you are. That happens inside of you by yourself. As you go through your life, you come into situations and circumstances, and how you show up for those situations and circumstances has an energetic event associated with that. And what do I mean by that? When we go into a situation, if there's any aspect of that situation that we're guarded about or judgmental about or we posture with, or perhaps we have strong feelings about and we suppress those feelings, a very important event happens there. A very important aspect of who we are happens in that moment. Every single part of that situation that we reject or suppress doesn't go away. It gets recorded in our subconscious as our karma. And that's the only place in the entire universe where there's a memory of our past. So you could think of it as Judgment Day is right now, because if I don't accept everything in this moment, I'm going to accumulate some of it as my karma. When you understand the nature of how our own personal energy dynamics works, our human energy dynamics is a running total of our karma and our power. And let me tell you, on this planet at this time, the vast majority of humanity has an immense amount of karma in their psyche. Well, what do I mean by an immense amount of karma? I mean, whoopee-doo. I mean, so what? Can I still get tickets to the game? When you look at what's happening in the collective, we are on the very edge of the darkness. Thousands, millions, and even billions over time of the human beings on this planet have been exposed to war, genocide, plague, depression, and by looking at those attributes, we have to have surrendered the vast majority of our personal power. And where did we surrender it to? We pushed it in our subconscious. The reason we're having this collective experience is that every single human being involved in that paradigm has an immense amount of their personal power pushed into their subconscious. Do you think people feel powerless about what's happening? Do you think the headlines of the day are reading like some kind of a story that has no control, has no rudder? So many people feel very stressed and hopeless in this paradigm, this storyline that the collective is playing out. But there's not a single thing to worry about. There's not a single thing to worry about. every single time you have an experience that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel congruent, it's a ripple of your own psyche reporting to you how you see yourself in the situation. You can look at it as our emotions. Our emotions are just messengers. They're just messengers. They have no bias of their own. They have no motivation of their own. They're just there to report to you how you see yourself in relationship to what's happening. So if you feel hopeless, that's a sense of powerlessness. And that feeling, that emotion, is reporting to you that you feel powerless about the situation. Well, you can't get to a point of feeling powerless unless you've surrendered your power. And to reiterate that, we surrender our power to our subconscious. We take our power and we wrap it around the feelings that we don't like in the moment, and we push the whole ball of wax into our subconscious. The power and the feeling goes into our subconscious. And it just doesn't sit there dormant like that standing wave of water with that rock, that big impeder, that difficulty that the rock presents to the stream. The energy in your subconscious is a transmitter. It is broadcasting to the universe the exact perfect storyline of the history of your consciousness. Because karma is exactly perfect. It's there recording like a high-resolution data recorder, recording every single aspect of yourself in the moment. And the way to propagate time and space and not accumulate karma is to be able to completely and totally accept every single thing that is happening in the moment. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound right. There's wars going on. There's people getting taken advantage of. There's scoundrels running some of the show. How can I feel accepting of such tragedies? How can I completely accept such derelict behavior, such evil behavior? It doesn't feel right to accept something so terrible. Well, here on Earth, we're given fierce freedom. We're given freedom to do any expression that we choose. We can have any thought we want and take action on it in the moment. There's no divine referees that blow a whistle and stop time and space and come in and write a foul or anything like that. We're allowed to propagate through any storyline that we choose for ourselves. Just look at the history of the planet. The Crusades, Ivan the Terrible, the wars, the famines. No divine being came from the heavens and stopped any of that. It played out over years. It played out in the lives of millions and billions of people, and no deity stopped it. So what we're experiencing now collectively is something that we've chosen in the moment, over and over and over again, to the point where we've surrendered so much of our power, we feel like the story itself has more power than we do. But there's nothing to worry about. The storyline we're playing out now only has the meaning we assign to it. Every single symbol, every single relationship, every single interaction you have with the components of your life, you are free to choose how you feel about it. So we get to this point, and the collective paradigm is a bunch of events and stories that really don't serve us, and here we are playing them out. This has made a really wonderful opportunity for you. It's made a wonderful opportunity for you because collectively so much of humanity is living in the darkness, is living in the shadow of human consciousness. So much of humanity has pushed so much of its power into its subconscious to the point where the subconscious is the most prominent energetic component of their being. The subconscious being the most prominent radiation of energy out of their persona, and the universe is only a mirror, an unbiased mirror. The mirror doesn't care what you're wearing, what you look like. The mirror doesn't care about anything. It just reflects what comes to it back. And if the majority of your power has been pushed into your subconscious based on beliefs and stories that have created a particular vein or motivation or theme or genre. So if you think about how you would describe your life, there's probably three or four key aspects of struggle or difficulty or consistency in the sense that it's difficult for you to bring change about. Every single one of those components has an energetic signature in your subconscious. And the reason you have a repetitive experience with your life is that that energy is still there. The stream's going to have a ripple as well as the rock is in it. If you want to be free of the ripple, if you want to be free of the standing wave of energy in your subconscious, you only go in there and resolve it. The moment you resolve it, you're free of it, because the moment you take it out, the mirror quits reflecting it back to you. But unless you go in and do that, it doesn't matter what your mind does. Your consciousness, the leftover power that your ego has to run on, and for some of us, that's just, we're down to fumes. It doesn't matter so much what your mind comes up with, because the prominent energy within your whole being, within your collective energy persona, is coming out of your subconscious. That's why for so many people, the law of attraction seemingly doesn't work in the sense of affirmations, in the sense of, well, I'm going to hold a positive attitude and my life will turn around. And well, here we are on the third decade of that, and that's not working. Because if the prominent energy that you're broadcasting in the universe is coming from your subconscious and you're not doing anything about the energy in your subconscious, how can you expect change? If the prominent energy that you have is radiating out of your subconscious, the universe is going to reflect that back 24/7. And the remaining energy is what your ego, what your conscious self has to work with. Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey. When you break away from the tribe of the collective, the idea of the collective, when you break away from the collective, you're allowing your mind to take ideas that are out of the paradigm, out of the storyline of the collective. And when you can take that inspiration and then bring it back into the fold, That is the gift itself. So remember, I was talking to you about your story, your life, the history and the momentum of your life, the things you're good at, and the ideas that might be rattling around in your mind. When you look at those are the arena, those are the genre that where your gifts lie. And just like we had talked about speaking calculus to grade school kids, there's not a connection in energy. In order for energy to convey itself, to transfer gracefully, there has to be a match, a resonance. And your soul has all these big ideas that are perfect for you. The ideas your soul has is always compatible with what would make you happy. When your soul gives you an inspiration, in order for it to even land in your persona, your mind, your thought patterns have to be at least close in the energetic vibration. So how do we do that? I mean, would you really want to? What does inspiration have to offer you? I mean, if you're getting the bills paid and you can take a vacation once in a while, why rock the boat? I don't know why. Your life story is going to follow the energetic signature of your personal energy persona. What does that mean? The core vibration of your being is setting up this beacon, this standing wave of energy that radiates out to the universe and attracts to you people and events that share that energetic signature of what you're radiating. And you can just be getting by now and want to stay in that space, but life doesn't hold still. Everything in life has a give and a take to it, a rising of the wave and a collapse of the wave. Just because you're getting by doesn't mean you have the resiliency to handle stuff, dramatic events, the chaos that life can show you. Like, I mean, it's pretty easy to see in life how your life condition can change. If you take the time to refine or purify your energy, if you can purify your energy, you're raising the vibration, you're raising the frequency of your own personal persona. And the gift of that is, as you purify your energy and you raise the vibration of your energy, it's like you're bringing a whole new arena of possibilities for your life online. Because your soul, as you raise your energy, your soul has a whole new arena of inspiration it can feed you. But if your vibration was always low, the vibration of the inspiration has no place to land. To discipline your mind, and that's where the power of meditation comes in, to discipline your mind to be pure and still and clear is to create a landing pad for bigger and better inspiration for your life. Wow. Remember what we said about simple ideas? Every single one of us can be a portal of the change itself. Every single one of us can receive inspiration that can be a game changer for us, both individually and collectively. So when you take the discipline, and this doesn't have to be hard. Well, you know, if you've never meditated before and you try no-thought meditation, it certainly might seem hard. Because if your thoughts have been running rampant for decades and you all of a sudden ask them to chill out, they might look at you with a strange look on their face. But to you individually, there's immense power into participating in a practice that refines yourself. The way I learned about this is from a purely energetic nature. My soul decided to put me in front of television transmitters. These are really big equipment that handles a lot of power. The last one I worked on generated a 1,000,000-watt television signal. And, you know, I was talking about everyone has their own life story. For the longest time, I've worked in broadcast television for decades, and to me, it was a fun and exciting career. To my ego, it was all this technology. I mean, I'm the chief engineer of this big-ass television station, and there's just all kinds of technology. It was mentally so much fun. And I'd go work on these big transmitters, and there was so much power there. There was so much power that if I offended it, it would be glad to bark really loud. if I offended the principles, there was so much power there that it could easily destroy itself. And so I had to wrap my noggin around, what the hell is this power that I'm working with? What is this potentially angry energy that if I soothe it and appease it, the moment I press go, millions of people can see a television picture on their screen. But if I don't appease it, if I don't soothe it, if I offend it, if I get out of harmony with its own very nature, it'll gladly arc and spark and melt itself to the ground. Well, I had to really wrap my noggin around what the hell is this energy that I'm working with? And for a long time, it wasn't obvious. It really wasn't obvious to me what this energy was. And as I learned to understand it better, I was going through all these upheavals in my life. My emotions were crashing around like a hurricane. And when I'd have an emotional reaction, I could feel this immense amount of energy come out of my subconscious. And the moment prior, I couldn't feel it because it was subconscious. I had this immense amount of energy that was showing up in my life as an emotional event. And it got me wondering, where the hell was that power a moment ago when I couldn't feel it? Where was that power in my psyche? And I started paying attention to myself as a source of energy. I started paying attention to myself as an energetic signature of a human being. And I started watching my own energy as I interacted with people and events in my life. And I noticed these core arenas of emotions that would flare up whenever I felt distressed, whenever I felt like I had lost control of the situation. And I observe my ego trying to do disaster control by disconnecting and shutting down any event that was happening because the event itself scared the hell out of me. Well, the reason the event scared the hell out of me is because I had so much flipping energy in my subconscious that when that energy came online, I felt upset. I felt out of control. I felt overwhelmed by the amount of energy because in our subconscious, there's so much unresolved energy. So over time, and I should say over years, and I worked out a process to release this energy from my subconscious. Mental energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy, and all three of those have an effect on my physical energy, my physical body. So you can think of yourself as these canvases of expressions. In your subconscious, you have a mental energy body. And this mental energy body is the karmic signature of your thoughts up to this moment in your life. And there's many, many patterns. There's many, many standing waves of energy in your mental energy space that create pattern thinking. And every single one of those signatures has a vibration to it. And if you look at our collective, our vibrations are pretty low. And when our vibrations are pretty low, there's no place for a high vibration inspiration to land. So what I have in my mental karmic energy space totally dictates what I can achieve and accomplish in my life. You also have an emotional karmic energy space, an emotional canvas, if you will, and a spiritual energy space. You know, think of it perhaps as an energy body, a standing wave of energy that rides on top of your body. And all three of those, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual energy bodies, have a direct effect on our physical body. So since we had accumulated all this energy in our subconscious and we surrendered our personal power, so our power is riding low, and the reason it's low is all that power has been pushed into our subconscious, and it's sitting there broadcasting 24/7 out to the universe. No wonder we're stuck in this paradigm. We're not stuck. We're never stuck. No wonder we're living this storyline that is just insane, where so many people have disconnected from their personal power, where so many people have no landing place for inspiration that might bring them out, where so much of humanity is perpetuating the momentum, the karmic momentum of the past. But I tell you what, there's nothing to worry about, ever. You want to have the time of your life? Do you want to have the most exciting, vibrant, dynamic life you could ever imagine? Do you want to live life so large in an ever-expanding way that not only are you excited about your potential, but you're engaged in it in such an easy and effortless way, kind of like a reflex. When you take the time and you make the desire or the determination or the intention that you want that kind of a life, it's sitting right there waiting for you. It's the hero's journey itself. To look within yourself, the kingdom of heaven is within. Ask and it is given. To look within yourself and come to terms with every single aspect of yourself and accept every single aspect of your storyline, every single aspect of your karmic history as a choice that you made. And you free yourself with forgiveness and compassion. Those are very powerful tools in cleaning out that subconscious karmic energy. When you forgive yourself and you have a compassion for yourself and you learn how to love yourself, a genuine, unconditional love for yourself, you can unravel that subconscious karma at a pace that will make life so exciting, because the moment you shift the energy in your subconscious, you're shifting the karmic direction of your life. The moment you release energy of your subconscious, you release a karmic propensity in your human experience. So if you were to sit down and journal what your life has been like up to this moment, and you read it like a storyline, like a script for a DVD, and you decide the elements that you don't like about it, know that every single one of those elements has an energetic signature in your subconscious. Well, you can go in there and clean those out. You can go in there and clean out your karma in your subconscious, and that's like pushing eject on the DVD player and taking the DVD back to the store. Once you get your subconscious cleared out, you can go in the store and pick out any genre you want. You can pick out any storyline you want. Ask and it is given. The universe is only a mirror. It has no bias whatsoever about what you choose. Therefore, you're forgiven now. You're innocent now. You're empowered now. You have permission now to be powerful. There's never, ever a moment where that hasn't been the case. But society won't tell you that. Religion certainly won't tell you that, for the most part. Anything that puts your salvation down the road is distracting you from the keys to the kingdom you already have in your hand. Wow. Pow. Dream your best dream. It's the carrot your soul's dangling in front of you, trying to entice you. It loves you either way. Trying to entice you to open up to a bigger idea of your life. Discipline yourself enough to follow the practices, the modalities, the methods that cleans out your karma. Take the time to know what you truly enjoy. If I were to ask you about your dreams, would you give me vague ideas? Oh, I want a house in the country. Which country? Which house? When your dreams are vague, so is the reflection. When you get clear about what makes you happy, you can make better choices in the moment that'll bring that to you. When you release the reactive pattern of your emotional response, of your mental response, and you break up that patterning so you're not perpetually accumulating more and more karma in your subconscious, so you're not lowering your power level lower and lower. When you start to break up those patterns and you start to accept every single aspect about your life, you stop taking on karma. You stop going farther into the shadow. you stop going deeper, you level out, and when you start empowering yourself, when you start believing in yourself more and more, when you start to take the actions to clarify your dreams, to get clear about them, to purify your energy by cleansing your subconscious. And when you cleanse your subconscious, your power level goes back up. The power is returned to you. You never, ever lose your power to the point where you don't get it back. Every single part of your power is there to be reclaimed. In fact, that's the hero's journey. That's the journey back to the light. When you love yourself enough to discipline yourself enough to go after the jewels, the gifts, the value of the ideas that exist in you now, when you honor those, you start experiencing joy today. You don't have to wait for your dreams to come true. You can feel joy today by honoring your potential, by honoring your dreams, by trusting that your life has been flipping perfect up to this moment and every moment, that the so-called tragedies of your life, whatever they are, actually have a gift associated with them. So no matter what your storyline is, you're loaded for bear. You're in the best possible place in this moment for you to take action now. And the moment you start honoring your potential, and the moment you start honoring your inspiration, and the moment you start getting excited about your dreams, you feel joy. You feel fulfilled. You can be at any level in the scale of human consciousness and feel wonderful, to feel that nirvana of honoring yourself. Wow. And when you do that, your power returns and your life expands and your inspiration expands. And as you make a reflex out of honoring that inspiration, we're the point where when the idea comes in your head, you don't take it up to your noggin and start rationalizing it. You don't scrutinize it with the patterns of the past that your ego is fond of. You recognize that the inspiration itself is the gift. It was already perfect the moment it arrived. And when you take action on it, the moment it arrives, you're preserving the purity of that inspiration. You're expanding your expression, which is the desire of life itself. You are fulfilling your potential. And let me tell you what, you become electric, a magnet to people who are not honoring themselves. Your life opens up in such incredible ways. You're an infinite well of potential. You can tap that thing every day and it'll never go dry. Your soul is smiling now, going, "You can do it, come on." Because she can. You're the creator incarnate. You're human consciousness. Do you know the most powerful substance in the entire universe ever is human consciousness? Well, you might think, well, nuclear power. Whoa, back up. Wasn't that created by human consciousness? So if human consciousness created it, divide by 7, carry the 3. Well, that says human consciousness has that potential and more in it. You are the thing itself. Look no further than your life story. Your life story is perfect for why you're here, your purpose, your power, and your passion. There's nothing small in our human condition, be it in the individual or be it in our collective. And so much of humanity wants to get out of this quagmire, and the souls, the people, the humans that can recognize, understand, and honor the inspiration of their own soul will be the game changers, will be the people that rise up out of the condition itself and vibrate the passionate expression of their own inspiration. And they'll be like flipping magnets to the people that long for that, the people that long for a better story, the people that long for a condition that honors our magnificence, our beauty, our grace. Humanity has so much potential in it, so much raw potential, and it's just waiting there to be inspired and fulfilled. Wow, talk about riding the wave. I'm getting better and better at honoring the ideas that my heart, my soul feed me. And if I fulfill, and I will, I refuse to live an unfulfilled life. If I fulfill just a fraction of them, not only will I feel ecstatic, but a new wave of inspiration is going to come in, and there'll be a whole other tier of expression. So this excitement I feel right now on this radio show, right now talking to you, right now, as raw human potential, that feeling is there for me and for you for the rest of our lives. Wow. Wow. Thrust in your sickle. Drink from the cup. Develop a reflex that the moment you get that inspiration, you take action on it. One of the first things you can do is write down that inspiration. A very powerful thing is to get some post-it notes. And when you get that inspiration, write down that inspiration on the post-it note and post it. And the moment you've written it down, it becomes an action item. I'm so delighted to be working with you as a human being on this planet, both you and me. I'm so delighted to share my experience with our human consciousness that you might recognize the power and magnificence of your human consciousness. New Human Living is here to help you be who you are, pure, authentic you. I don't want to tell you what to think. You won't be authentic if you're doing what I think. You need to do what you think. New Human Living is here to help you reclaim your power, to clean out your karma, to learn how to honor the value of inspiration. Go to newhumanliving.com and sign up for the newsletter. Engage the material there. We're here for you. It's our good pleasure to serve you because you're the thing itself. I'm so delighted to spend this time with you tonight. And I want you to know that it's going to be okay. You're going to be great. You're going to be fantastic. I'm here to help you do just that. My Personal Power Fundamentals book is a perfect place to start because it just lays out the principles. It's been my pleasure to be with you tonight, and thank you for showing up for yourself. We have so much potential. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.